a gluten-free, a vegan, and a paleo walk into a bar. Except they're walking into your house and gathered around your Thanksgiving table. More and more Americans are passing on gluten, some for medical reasons, most by choice, or adopting diets that exclude meat, or diets based on the simple foods Paleolithic man might have eaten. All of this can be a challenge to the traditional Thanksgiving feast, which is why we paid a visit to Chris Kimball at America's Test Kitchen just outside Boston. There, to the whir of blenders and the murmur of his team of cooks, we tackled the challenge of guests with dietary demands.
All the troublesome people, all the people who come to your house for Thanksgiving and they can't eat what you've prepared. So we've designed a menu where you can actually have something for everybody to eat.
And our conversation began, as so many do these days, with kale.
I am looking at some dinosaur kale.
It looks like the skin of a dinosaur, although I have to say, how do people know what the skin of a dinosaur looks like? But in any case, it has that look. This has good flavor, and it's a little more tender. And we're going to do a raw salad, also with Brussels sprouts. And one reason a lot of people don't like Thanksgiving is they're badly cooked Brussels sprouts. So we're going to actually take a pound of Brussels sprouts and shred them, essentially, very thin pieces.
Chris, cutting it with a knife seems time-consuming.
You could probably also shred it with a food presser. Sometimes if you're need to calm down, though, this actually is a good thing to do.
Well, that's a nice thought.
Yeah.
It would be meditative.
Well, what I would say is you can't talk to me now. I'm busy with the Brussels sprouts.
Once all the sprouts are finally sliced, it's back to that kale.
And then we'll take half a pound of the kale, and then you're going to have to massage it.
Why am I doing this?
Actually, we're just making fun of you. You actually don't know.
Of course, it is no prank. It's a method of treating kale that will be served raw.
Because it tenderizes it, also brings out the flavor of it. You could do the same thing a little bit with basil sometimes.
Meanwhile, the shredded Brussels sprouts have been marinating in a mix of flavors, mint, lime, cilantro, and apple cider vinegar. Chris tosses in the shredded kale, a handful of chopped peanuts, and it's ready.
This tastes so good. I like the peanut. I have to say, I'm taking us outside our circle of
food safety,
but the peanut's going to make it.
They're optional.
It would not be Thanksgiving, though, without stuffing, which brings us to...
What are you going to be doing with this gluten-free
white bread?
We're going to
make a dressing that's gluten-free. It's wild rice, and we have some onions, and we have some celery with that, and herbs. And we use a little bit of heavy cream, and we use a couple eggs as well. And so we end up with this.
Voila!
Hot stuffing.
The end result is deceptively traditional. And if you want to make wild rice dressing one of your traditions, we have that recipe up at npr.org.
Now, this is a really good use of gluten-free because there's no way to tell.
I didn't realize it was gluten-free, and I don't care.
Now, something for a guest on the paleo diet.
We should clarify a few things about what paleo is and what it's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a meat diet. It's really about unprocessed food. In fact, if you think about 2 million years ago when Homo erectus and running around hunting and gathering, they probably didn't have a tremendous amount of meat in their diet because the hunters went off and came back with nothing.
Still, the heritage turkey Chris is preparing looks awfully prehistoric.
It hasn't been hybridized and bred to have huge breasts and small legs. If you've ever seen a wild turkey, the first thing you notice is the legs are huge and the breast meat tends to be small. My neighbor raises her own turkeys with a heritage breed, and I couldn't get in the oven because the legs are so long. The meat is a little darker. It has a lot more flavor, although they're 7 times more expensive. We're talking a lot of money. The trust fund bird.
Still, if you're tired of a dry, flavorless bird, it's worth it.
The breast meat is not as white. Mm. It tastes like something, which is a start. Quite a nice something. It's moist.
Yeah, it's a completely different experience. It's like it's a different animal entirely.
On to dessert and pumpkin pie with a twist, gluten-free crust. At America's Test Kitchen, they swap out ordinary flour with this special blend.
White rice flour, brown rice flour, potato starch, tapioca starch, and we have a little bit of milk powder, and that's your basic mix. And we do use all butter in this, 16 tablespoons for 2 crusts, but rolling it out is not the easiest thing you want.
Which is why the test kitchen recommends you roll the dough out between two sheets of plastic wrap to keep it from crumbling or sticking to your rolling pin. Chris Kimball, though, has his own ideas.
For me personally, I'd rather do it right on the counter. But this could be a train wreck, so we'll see.
So far, nice job. Oops.
It's not going to look pretty.
I just...
See? Oh, no! See?
Sorry.
Do you guys make this particularly dry?
And here's the thing about gluten-free pastry. It doesn't have any gluten in it. And gluten is what makes the dough stick together.
It does crack because it's dry. Because it doesn't absorb liquids very well. And I'm just going to keep repairing. The fact of the matter is, all you have to do is get it somehow into the pie plate. And by the time you're finished making the pie, nobody will know. Except for everyone listening to your show right now.
A lot of trouble, but when we finally pull this pumpkin pie from the oven, the gluten-free crust proves to be full of buttery flavor.
Almost like a biscuit. So you get that crackly biscuit texture, which in this case actually is a good thing.
It's crunchy and nice.
It's pretty good.
Well, I would say now I'm ready for a whole variety of guests this Thanksgiving.
Anybody could stop by and sit down and have Thanksgiving with you, and you would satisfy all their dietary needs.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You too, Renee.
You can find these recipes from America's Test Kitchen and a bonus recipe for a Mediterranean-inspired main course for vegetarians. It's butternut squash kibbeh at our website, npr.org.